Also today, we want to look at how states are reacting to health care reform. Most governors still haven't decided whether they're going to take part in the expansion of the Medicaid program. You'll remember when the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act last month, the justices said states don't have to take part in the Medicaid expansion. It's meant to provide health insurance to an additional 17 million low-income Americans, but the justices ruled that states can opt out of it. Five Republican governors now say they definitely won't take part in the program. 10 Democratic governors and the District of Columbia say they definitely will opt in, but the rest still aren't sure, and they do include Democrats. Democratic Governor Mike Beebe of Arkansas says he's leaning towards the expansion but has concerns. Governor Beebe, welcome.
Good to talk to you, Ron.
And let's remind people, Medicaid for the neediest Americans, the cost is shared by the federal and state governments. In the expansion, which would, again, be beyond the existing Medicaid program, the federal government will pick up all the costs in the first year, and then the most states will have to pay down the line is just 10%. So what are your concerns?
Well, my concerns are ensuring that we're in a position to be able to pay for it. And so I want to make sure that there's flexibility on the part of the state so that if you've got an economic crisis or if you've got something that occurs that frankly doesn't allow you to be able to meet the obligations, that the state has some flexibility to be able to make adjustments or alter its participation down the road.
Yeah. Well, with that 10%, you may have a big obligation. Let's explain. Until now, until President Obama's law, states set their own eligibility. Arkansas had the lowest eligibility cutoff in the country, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, so that families making 17% of the poverty line in your state are eligible for Medicaid. That's $1,900 a year for individuals, or about $3,900 for a family of four. You know, when we hear these numbers, kind of a low number also in Florida, you think, wow, families of four making above $3,900, but not much above, don't get help with Medicaid in Arkansas.
That's just the adult portion between 18 and 64. Kids within 200% of poverty, for example, are covered by Medicaid in Arkansas. Seniors are covered by Medicaid, particularly in the nursing homes. But you are right. Arkansas is the lowest or one of the lowest in terms of its percentage of eligibility for adults. This would expand that. As a result, approximately 200,000 Arkansans could be eligible for health care coverage through Medicaid that currently are not eligible. There are a lot of tangible benefits to that economically over and above the obvious humanitarian reasons for doing it. They all influence my leaning toward wanting to accept the Medicaid expansion.
Except you have these questions. I want to just to remind people, we've been hearing these stats, but still I think it's worth reminding them. Right now, as we said, you're at 17% of the poverty line, so adults, family of four, $3,900, although as you said, children are covered under separate programs. But the expansion would mean covering families, you know, over the federal poverty line, people with incomes of almost $15,000 for individuals, $30,000 for a family of four. So that's a huge difference. 218,000 people, as you said, in Arkansas. As a state with a lower cutoff, you're looking at more people coming on.
Exactly. And so some states where the gap is not as significant won't realize a significant change, either in the number of people eligible or in the amount of state revenue necessary to be able to defray those expenses. In Arkansas, both the good and the obligation is significantly higher for the reasons that you've already stated.
Yeah. Governor Mike Beebe of Arkansas, as he said, he's leaning towards the expansion of Medicaid under the president's Affordable Care Act, but he's got some questions. Other states leaning towards Delaware, Oregon, Rhode Island. States leaning against Iowa, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey. States completely opting out include Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Texas. Those going to expand it include California, Connecticut. Some already have, Massachusetts, Minnesota. When we come back, we'll pick up with the governor, more of his questions, more of our questions about what happens when states opt out. By the way, others opting in, I got some time. So in Vermont, Washington, New York, Maryland, Illinois, Hawaii, you will be expanding Medicaid. More in 1 minute, here and now. Welcome back to our conversation about Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. It's meant to cover an additional 17 million low-income Americans, but the Supreme Court ruled states could opt out. Now, remember, Medicaid is the program for the poor. The costs are split between the federal and state governments. The federal government would pay for all of the expansion the first year. Eventually, states would pick up 10% of that cost. Several Republican governors have said they can't afford that. And Democrats like Governor Mike Beebe of Arkansas are also concerned. Governor, you project the additional cost at 10% could add up to $200 million a year. And again, this is to cover people beyond what your state already covers. But there's something else that states are talking about, the woodwork effect. Explain that.
What woodwork means is that there may be people who would otherwise be eligible who would come forward under the existing percentage of obligation that would sign up over and above the number of folks that would be included in the expansion.
Right, because of the mandate, they'll go to get insurance and realize, wait a minute, I already was eligible for Medicaid. But, Governor, I just have to ask you, really, you know, people making less than $1,900 a year may not already know that they are eligible? I mean, what are they doing for health care?
Most of it's uncompensated care, which is another total aspect in this entire equation. The uncompensated care, and to the extent that the uncompensated care now would be covered, is also an additional benefit for our taxpayers because you've removed that obligation from some of your providers, which has the negative effect of driving up health care costs to the extent that you've got higher uncompensated care.
This is people going to the emergency room and
exactly.
You know, getting cared for.
Exactly. Or it's people that are actually, whether they're going to the emergency room or not, that are actually being treated because of acute conditions or emergencies or anything else at our hospitals, particularly those that are funded by the state, particularly teaching hospitals, absorb that uncompensated care and then have to make up for that somehow, and inevitably sometimes the taxpayers end up paying for that. So the bottom line point here is that there are a lot of economic considerations, both good and bad, that need to be considered and that need to be fleshed out, and some questions that need to be answered by the federal government concerning the state's ability to be flexible going forward before anybody makes a final decision.
Are you looking at the federal government's track record? We're reading that Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin is asking that question. He says in 1975, Congress pledged to fund 40% of the cost of special education, and requirements went along with that. But routinely, the government has fallen short. So are you worried about not just the explosion of need on your end, but the money, the dollars coming from the federal government?
No. I believe that what they say they're going to pay for, they are going to pay for. And in the event that they did not, then obviously that would certainly relieve the state of any commitment or obligation going forward. That's really not what I'm concerned about at this juncture. What I am concerned about is, and even though I'll be gone 5 years, 6 years from now when the additional state obligation hits, I want to make sure that the people who can make the decisions on the state level have some degree of flexibility to be able to decide how much we're going to be able to do and how much we're going to be able to afford based upon the fiscal exigencies that exist at that time. We're all paying those federal tax dollars, and if we're paying the federal tax dollars and I can help Arkansans, I'd just soon help Arkansans as help people from New York or California.
But back to your questions about whether or not you can, fiscally, how much of a deficit do you have in your Medicaid program? Because as we mentioned, when you pick up the 10% of the states, it's something like $200 million more. But where are you now in Medicaid in the state?
It's projected that in fiscal year 14, we could be anywhere from $250 to $400 million in the red in Medicaid if growth continues in the fashion that it was projected and if our amount increases in terms of what the state has to pay because our per capita income's gone up.
Well, Governor Beebe, so you are considering and, as you said, leaning towards the Medicaid expansion, but with all of these concerns about monies.
Exactly.
We understand you tried to contact the Obama administration directly about your concerns. Have you heard back?
I've made contact with some folks in the Department of Health and Human Services. I have also talked to fellow governors about talking to the president directly. I have not tried to contact the president directly, but some of my fellow governors are doing that, and we're sharing that information. So, yes, we're trying to gather information. We've got time to gather information, and I think if you approach this thing rationally, you gather as much information as you can, and then you try to make an intelligent decision that's in the best interests of your people.
Let me ask you something. Last week, the Obama administration said it wouldn't penalize people in states that don't expand Medicaid, and so these people won't have to pay the fee under the individual mandate. This is slowly eroding, it would seem, the health care law, because some of these penalties and fees were part of what makes it work. Is that part of your consideration?
No. My consideration is strictly a balancing of the additional benefits that would flow to particularly the poor citizens of Arkansas, the working poor citizens of Arkansas, against the fiscal considerations that I'm charged and future governors will be charged with the responsibility of maintaining. We're one of four states that never got in fiscal trouble, and we've got to maintain that as well.
Some Republican governors are also refusing to set up the health care exchanges. Where are you with the exchanges?
Well, our legislature did not want us to do it, so the federal government will do our exchange. Now, we're cooperating with them on because they've come forward with a little bit of a state involvement piece that was halfway in between a partnership. And to the extent that we can do that, we're doing that.
What does that mean to you that your state's not going to have an exchange?
Well, we are
One that's going to be run by the feds,
well,
not by the state.
I disagree with it. I thought we ought to be. I'd rather us be running our own ship than having the federal government run it, but our legislature chose not to do that.
And what about Medicaid expansion? Do you need them to sign on? It sounds like they would be against that as well. Who's going
to
have the
part of my job is to convince them if indeed the facts suggest and support that we ought to be doing that.
But in other words, they have the final say.
Well, to the extent they appropriate money, they've got a final say.
Democratic Governor Mike Beebe of Arkansas, who was leaning towards a Medicaid expansion in his state, but as we just heard, it might not be entirely up to him. Governor Beebe, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. It's good to talk to you, Rob.
Now, we're going to continue looking at this, but meanwhile, your thoughts. Were you also surprised that states like Arkansas had such a low cutoff for Medicaid, families of four making under $4,000? The expansion's meant to help people above those cutoffs, but maybe too poor to buy insurance. But then again, Republicans like State Senator Michael Lamoureux in Arkansas say they can't afford the people they have now on Medicaid, much less many more. So your thoughts? hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnowradio. We'd always love to hear from you. Latest news is next, Here and Now.